Justin Dibble is the first to speak. "Hey, John," he says, as if this were a normal day, just another class. "What's in the bag?" At first, he doesn't appear to hear. When he finally reaches into the bag and takes out the revolver, it seems to tick that he may have done so in response not to Justin, but to a voice in his own head. The revolver looks like an antique, or maybe a stage prop, with its wooden grip and long barrel. He points it and pulls the trigger without hesitation. And then Justin Dibble vanishes in the roar. He simply isn't sitting there anymore. Mrs. Rodriguez, halfway across the room, stops next to the vase of still-life flowers, unable to move forward or back or even to scream. And before the echo of the first explosion dies, there are two more. And Mrs. Rodriguez drops to her knees, a large peony blooming on her bosom, the vase tumbling off the table and shattering on the floor. "Oh my God, oh my God!" Candace whimpers, and Tick reaches out to the boy just before the fourth deafening shot. She isn't sure if she has actually touched him, but apparently she has because John Voss slowly turns to look at her. Both of them are standing now, though she cannot remember rising to her feet. Behind her, she hears or imagines hearing the classroom door open and other kids running out, something she wishes her own legs would allow her to do. She can feel her vision narrowing the way it does when she's about to lose consciousness. She looks over at where Candace was sitting, but the girl is no longer there, and she hopes this means that she has either fled or ducked under the table. She wants for Candace not to be harmed, now that they're friends. It occurs to Tick that Zach Minty's stupid game has prepared her for this moment. She faces John Voss as bravely as she can, knowing it will all be over soon. Her vision has now narrowed to the point where she can barely make him out, his face bloody, his eyes almost sad. When he speaks, his voice comes from a long way off. "This is what I dream," he tells her, in answer to the question she asked him so long ago. Then he squeezes the trigger, and she hears what she is certain will be the last sound she will ever hear, and feels herself thrust backward into blackness.